The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
In conversation with Shafiq Morden.
Welcome back to In Conversation with 0829-913-913 gets you to the WhatsApp page. Stats SA has today released the CPI index for 2021. CPI, what on earth is that? To help us understand what the acronym is, how it's measured, and how it can affect us, is Patrick Kelly, Chief Director responsible for price stats at Stats SA. Patrick, welcome.
Good afternoon.
All right, CPI, what does it stand for?
Well, first of all, it's the Consumer Price Index. So this is really trying to measure the kind of overall change in prices that, let's just say, normal household country experience. Shorthand, we call it inflation.
How is it done? I've seen a model whereby analysts will go to a supermarket and buy a basket full of basic goods and compare the price of the goods in March to those of February. Is a CPI measured like this, or am I really making it too much too simple?
It is a simplification, but the essence of it is correct. So the first thing that we have to know is what did South African households spend their money on in a particular year? And so that then tells us what kind of products and services people have bought, as well as how much they spent on them. And how much they spent on them gives then, we call it a weight, that gives a different impact of price changes to the overall index. So, for example, if people spent, let's just say, 40% of their total expenditure on food and 3% on petrol, changes in price of food items would have a much, much bigger impact overall than changes in the petrol price. So that kind of gives us then a framework, and we currently have just over 400 products and services in the CPI basket. Okay, so probably you won't fit them all into a basket, literally. That's what we call it. And then basically we survey these items typically on a monthly basis, but sometimes less frequently, depending on the sort of product or service. We have a team of 100 people spread over 21 different centres in the country, as well as some that are based here in our office in Pretoria. We survey some 60 to 70,000 prices each month. And as you said in your example, we are tracking the price of each specific item from month to month, so that we are getting what we'd kind of call a price change, you know, if the quantity of the item changes, or if the stock changes, then, you know, we factor that in. But basically we are comparing like on like from month to month.
Right. Interestingly, I had a quick look at Moody's just before going on air, and they seem to have us slightly below Stats SA. It's the first time Moody's have ever had any good news for us, but I think that's just another program. But I mean, it does seem as if month on month, according to Stats SA, that our inflation has picked up 0.7% so far in 2021. And according to you, we are kind of within the South African Reserve Bank's target range.
Yeah, so the 0.7% is the change we measured between February and March. March was the most recent figure. Probably the number that people would be more familiar with is what we call the annual inflation rate. So that measures the change in prices over a 12-month period, and that's 3.2%
right
in March. And so, you know, that kind of gives us a longer time frame, because you do get a lot of volatility in prices, you know, from month to month. Petrol prices can go up and down, food prices can go up and down. So the 12-month look really gives us a kind of longer-term perspective. And it also allows us then to incorporate things that only maybe change once a year. So, for example, this month we incorporated changes in education fees. Last month we had medical aid costs. These are things typically with consumer-owned experiences that change once in the year, and so we survey them then at a particular point in the year.
Is it healthy, economically speaking, that we have this low inflation rate? Because countries like Brazil, it's gone through the roof. It's the only way to describe it. That we have this very gentle inflation as a compared to something else. I think they call it stagflation, where things go backwards. Are we in, considering the circumstances we're in, a relatively stable position, I suppose?
I think we certainly are in a stable position. I mean, the way that we would look at it in South Africa is to use the Reserve Bank's inflation target range, which is 3 to 6%. So they would like to see inflation not lower than 3, but not more than 6. And we've been in that range kind of from, towards the end of 2016, beginning of 2017. Why it's good to have, reasonably low inflation, but stable inflation, is that it gives a lot of certainty in the economy. It helps consumers plan what they're going to do. It means that the economy is not overheating, and in which case the Reserve Bank would typically respond to that kind of situation with increasing interest rates, and that then has the effect of kind of putting a bit of a brake on inflation, but also typically on overall economic growth. We know as a country we've been struggling with economic growth for quite some time, and I'd say that the low inflation that we've experienced over the past couple of years is probably symptomatic of that. If you have very, very high inflation, what it means is it rapidly erodes the income of households and businesses. And so, you then are, if you're not having salary increases, for example, that are keeping up with inflation, then you, in real terms, lose money because it costs more to purchase the same amount of goods, than you did a year ago, but your income hasn't kept up. So very high inflation is really not great for an economy. When you were referring to stagflation, so that means that you have kind of almost negative inflation and very low growth, economic growth. And so that's also not desirable. It's good to have some inflation in the economy because then you have the expectation that over time prices will increase. That means that if you wanted to buy something, you are probably going to buy it now because you know that in a year's time it will cost more. Whereas if prices are dropping, then you may delay purchases. Because you think you'll get it cheaper later, and that then means that you don't get a lot of demand in the economy.
So in summary then, Patrick, would you say that South Africans should be satisfied in an economic climate right now, which is not very satisfying, but at least perhaps reassured that we are within the SA Reserve Bank's target range between 3 to 6%, and that we must just keep on trucking?
Statista's job really is to kind of measure the numbers and to make them available, and we'll allow much cleverer economists to sort of figure out whether that's good or not. But I do think that, the target and government policy is to try to have low and stable inflation. And certainly we're in that. The reasons why we're in that may largely be because the economy is struggling and there's no kind of growth or very little growth in the economy, which obviously is not good. Unemployment is high, and income growth is small. And so that means that consumers are not able to kind of increase their demand in the economy, if we want to use those kind of economic terms. They're not able to really set out to purchase more as a collective. And so that may translate then into lower inflation, because businesses are then not really able to increase their prices. So that's the kind of downside of it.
Patrick Kelly, Chief Director, Price Statistics at Stats SA. Thank you for joining us.
That's a pleasure. Anytime.